But right now, let's call the star and try to get a hold of Jerry Jones. Talk to him about how his Thanksgiving went and how happy he must be with a 3-game winning streak.
First place Dallas Cowboys, most valuable franchise in professional sports, worth a reported $10 billion. My name is Jerry. How may I direct your call?
Is this Jerry Jones?
Yes, it sure is. Who's this?
Hey, it's the Musers on the ticket. We're calling to talk to you.
Oh, hey, so I directed to myself, huh?
Yes.
Well, sorry about this. Jason was supposed to be on the front desk, but he's been winning so much, I gave him the week off from having to answer phones in the morning. So I had Spaulding scheduled, but of course he didn't show up again.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, first of all.
Well, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, and I hope you and all the Cowboy fans, and I'm not being trite when I say that I hope they enjoyed that game.
Yes, I bet they did enjoy that game very much.
Anytime I can stick it to little Danny Snyder, especially on Thanksgiving. So this last game was especially sweet.
Yeah, congratulations.
You know, it felt almost as good as that time I uttered those two words to Jimmy Johnson. You're fired. Remember when I did that?
Yeah, we remember that.
I remember that. That's fun. Yeah,
that's fun. That shouldn't have been fun for you. That was maybe a bad move.
I can't believe we're going to get an old Jubb Mohawk from Santa Claus this year.
Well, I guess you're the one that's going to determine that if you bring him back as head coach.
That makes me so happy. Of course I'm going to bring him back. Why not?
Well, the season's not over yet.
The deal, it's worth it.
It's not over yet. What if you go 8-8 and miss the playoffs?
I tell you this, the Cowboys' inspirational rallying cry for the past 3 games is remember the Hawk. We're playing for the Hawk.
No. It has served as motivation.
It sure has.
Whatever.
Good job, Jubb. Thank you for making us winners again.
Hey, someone had to motivate your team.
Hey, watch it. You remember New Orleans? I've got dirt on you, son.
Well, I got dirt on you, too.
What a standoff.
Can you believe how I've GM'd this team to 3 wins in a row?
How have you done that?
GM the hell out.
Well, you did get Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that, Amari Cooper, huh?
Yeah.
I heard it said for years, and I finally believed it and finally did something about it, that because it's always been said that of all the brothers, Cooper is the best.
I think you're thinking of the Manning family, not the Amari Cooper family.
Oh, I thought they were just talking about brothers in general, and that Amari Cooper was the best one. Best wide receiver.
No.
No?
No, but it was a good move on your part.
It was, and it's made a difference, hadn't it?
Yeah,
it has made a difference.
That's GMing the hell out of this team. Yeah,
we do have to give him credit.
Winning on Thanksgiving. Boy, that sure made Gene's turkey go down a lot easier.
Oh, really?
Oh, man, that thing's usually as dry as a Roger Goodell press conference. And it was a wild Thanksgiving at the old Jones house, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, our Thanksgiving dinner after the game got really out of hand.
How so?
Well, we were there at the Jones compound, there at the household, and basically Stephen was overserved by himself. And he got into it with Jerry Jr.
Uh-oh.
And, Stephen started calling himself the favorite son.
Oh, no.
And then he went into Jerry Jr.'s room and moved around his Star Wars Legos. And that set Jr. off. So he stormed into Stephen's room and ripped down his Farrah Fawcett poster off the wall. And then all hell broke loose. They started scrapping and a wrestling and a tumbling out of that Stephen's room, and they tumbled all the way down the hall into the living room. And Junior slammed Stephen through a glass coffee table.
Man. God.
Then Stephen threw Junior into a china cabinet full of Gene's Hummels.
Oh, no.
Broke darn near every one of them, which I didn't mind that part so much. I hate Hummels. Then Roosevelt tried to gain control by firing his gun up into the air. Well, then that goes through the ceiling and into the second floor game room and into Spaulding's foot.
Oh, gosh.
So he comes down bleeding, and that gets Charlotte mad at Roosevelt. So then she jumps on his back, and Roosevelt starts slamming her into the wall, trying to get her off his back.
Oh, my gosh.
And then she pulled his sunglasses off his face, revealing his lizard eyes, and then we all went scattering out of the house. Total mayhem.
Man. I guess that's the way it goes down with folks from Arkansas, huh?
Total mayhem. That's the way it happens. That was an Arkansas Thanksgiving for you.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. That's
happy
great.
Thanksgiving to you guys. Go Cowboys.
Good okay, on. We'll see you, Jerry. There goes Jerry.